Listen to this now. While Pharisees were gathered together, this is Jesus now. Listen to what he's saying. Then Jesus asked the Pharisees, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "He's the son of David." Now anybody knows the son of David, the son of David, how big that was to the Jewish church, and how big that is to the rabbis. That's what they believe. That's what they believe. Listen to this now. That's what they're waiting for, the son of David. Jesus asked, "Who do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." Now these people, the rabbis that Jesus was talking to, they knew the Bible, man. They knew the story. How do you know it? Jesus said to them, "How then does David in his spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'?" And Jesus said, "David then calls him Lord. How is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him anymore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How could it be? How could it be? There's a king called Ahaz, or Ahaz, A-H-A-Z. Jim, I don't know if you pronounce it, anybody want to pronounce it. And he was ungodly and adulterous. And he did not want to trust the Lord. Moreover, the Lord spoke to him, though, saying, Isaiah was sent to him. And he knew that Ahaz had no desire to follow God. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Listen, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above." God is saying to this man now, "Ask me anything. Ask me anything." God has volunteered that to him. But God also knew that this man doesn't want to follow him, doesn't believe in him, and doesn't listen to him. But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." Then he said, "Hear now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Listen. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Amen? There's a word from God. He will be. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Does that sound familiar? Is that what we're celebrating? This was 600 years before Jesus' birth. Amen? This was 600 years, and they knew this. They knew this in the Bible. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know the story about Jesus riding into Jerusalem. What was he riding on? Hallelujah. You think they would have saw that and knew that? I'm going to go to the book of Zechariah. This is, when you do a Bible study, brothers and sisters, when you truly start reading the Word of God, you'll find yourself for hours enjoying it. It's just peace. It's so enjoying, and you learn, and you feel closer to God, and it just makes you just feel so good. And it also gives you all this peace to sleep at night when you read the Word, to feel comfort when you read the Word, to know that you know, see, and believe more every day. Hallelujah. Zechariah saying now, in about 1515 B.C. So this is 500 years before God said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Listen, he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a foal, the foal of a donkey." They knew this. Amen? We're talking about the birth of Christ. We're going to celebrate Jesus. And they knew that. They knew this Jesus. They knew he was going to be born a virgin. Amen? They knew he was going to come like that. They knew that he was going to come into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. It's not what they wanted. Amen? So they refused to believe. They knew. They asked him. Jesus. asking, who is Christ? And they said, the Son of David. So how can he be the Son of David when David said himself that he is his father, the Son? He's the father, God's Son, not David's Son. He calls him Father. Amen? They knew this. Hallelujah. We're going to celebrate Jesus. We're going to celebrate the birthday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's not what they want, my brothers and sisters. That's not what they want. Thank you, Lord. This is not what they want to hear. Though they read this many times, though the rabbis preached Isaiah to people day and night, though they read from Isaiah to church all the time, though they read from Daniel all the time, though they read from David, though they read from all the prophets all the time, they did not hear this. This is not the kingdom they thought. This is not what they wanted. Isaiah 53, one of the most powerful scriptures, one of the most powerful chapters in the whole Bible. Isaiah said, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. That is the word. Amen. A tender plant. And as a root out of dry ground, he has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that he should desire. Something wrong is. But Isaiah is telling us who Jesus is, amen? Who Jesus is? The baby Jesus. He's despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Hallelujah. And we hid as we were, our faces are hid. He was despised and we did not esteem him. They knew that. They read that in the chapter. They knew who Jesus was. They knew the kind of man he was going to be. But Jesus was born where? In a manger. To who? A simple woman. Not a woman, a repentant woman. A beautiful woman who loved God. Not a woman who loved. He was born a carpenter's son. He didn't know. It's a carpenter's son. The king, our king. Amen? It's a little baby Jesus. They knew. They had it all. And they rejected him, amen? Amen? This is 500 years before Jesus was born, amen? The things I'm reading to you now in the Old Testament, who are we seeing before Christ all hundreds of years before God, written by men from hundreds of miles apart, different kinds of men from different places, they all wrote and now I have this book, amen? Because it's all about who? Jesus. It's all about God. That's why this Bible is so unbelievably wonderful. That's why people can't destroy it. They can't talk against it. They can't do against it because the Bible comes together from the front page to the back page. Amen? Amen. It was rejected by people who knew the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Riding on a donkey. It's right there. It's right there. Riding on a donkey. Hallelujah. And Isaiah. It said he wasn't going to be beautiful. He was, in fact, he was going to be a gentle, growing before him as a tender plant. He was humble. He didn't want humble. So when the baby was born on earth, they said, well, it's in the Bible. I looked at them, I don't know that. And it said he was going to be humble. He was going to be born to a woman, a baby, a peasant woman. A beautiful woman who looked at him and said, that's it. Did he be a king? He's not going to be a king. We can't accept him. And they said, well, who David? He's going to be son of David. But David said, he's not my son. I'm his son. Amen?
Amen.
They know that. They knew that. But it wasn't what they wanted. Amen? It was the way God intended it to be. Amen?
Amen.
This Jesus that we celebrate his birth was before and is now, amen. This Jesus that we're going to celebrate, that we love, that the world turned away from him, is turning back to you, amen. That's our Jesus. We study this now. Next week we'll start talking about the Virgin Birth. We'll talk about Joseph. We'll talk about Mary. We'll learn about Elizabeth. And who? John the Baptist. The John the Baptist. 500 years before John the Baptist came, somebody was going to come and prophesy about who? Jesus. Jesus is coming. Malachi, the last book of the Bible, talks about me, talks about Jesus, talks about the change in life of the world. And it's 480 years after Malachi, before the birth of God, talks about what happened to the Jewish family, where they were, and who ruled the world at times. Changes in history. 400 years before Christ, everything was prophesied. 400 to 600 years before Christ, we all knew who he was. David knew who he was. We knew that he sat at the right hand of who? The Ancient of Days. Daniel knows that. He saw that in a vision. God showed him that. I'm telling you something right now. God will show you in a vision you can't believe. If you just get on your knees, draw closer to him. He will show you visions. He will give you strength. You know the prayer from your head. We talked about last night. He will give you that strength. He will heal your body, heal your mind, and heal your marriage. He will keep your body together. He will do that. But if you search for him, like if you search for him that way, you will have those visions like David. You will know. You will understand. You will be able to share with other people. You will have strength. David, your prayers will be so powerful if you just get on your knees and say, Lord, how am I going to move about that? I want to surrender myself to you so that I can have visions, so that I can see what these men saw hundreds of years before our little baby Jesus was born, amen? Before our salvation came, before our healing came, before surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we see him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. They knew that. They knew that. They knew this book. Yet he stood in the midst of them. And they knew that. We're going to celebrate the birth of our Jesus. Whenever he wants to say his birthday is his own thing with me, we're celebrating that December 25th. Amen? Amen. It's good enough for me. Pick a date and enjoy yourself. But this is our holiday. Merry Christmas, everybody. Give God praise and glory. When you read the Bible, I love reading. I do. My wife will tell me, I'll be for hours sitting on the couch. When I start to put a sermon together, I start to learn every week more than I could ever imagine. Things that I didn't know, things that I always thought about but didn't know, and as I read, and especially this Bible I have. By the way, we have a Bible here this week for somebody to take, if you want to take it. We have a life application Bible for you to take home and look through and bring it back next week. This time, if you wanted to do something, it's the kind of Bible that I have. It's a teaching Bible. But as I read, and I go into Matthew, and I look at my notes, and it says, hey, go back to Isaiah. I go back to Isaiah, and I look at Isaiah, and it says, hey, go back to Judges. And then I go back to Judges, and it says, go back to Corinthians. And I go back to Corinthians. And all of a sudden, it becomes this game, and it becomes this like history thing that I want to read. I want to learn. I want to know. And all of a sudden, I can't know enough. I can't read enough. My wife is telling me, I go to bed, it's late, and he took me on my and it's like, okay, and I'm writing, and I got notes that I'm writing that I can't possibly use. But I'm writing for me, instead. I'm telling you, it gives me peace. Anybody who knows me, I turn the TV off. And I just sit there. My wife's downstairs, she's doing things downstairs with the ironing, whatever she does. And I'm upstairs, and I'm just reading. And I read more, and I can't get enough. And when I read all this about Jesus, and I'm doing the study, and I'm going to Malachi, and then I'm going, and I'm learning, and I go to the book, and I'm learning, I said, I want to know more. I want to be like David. I want to be like David. Because they were blessed beyond your imagination, amen? They were given so much by God, so much peace, so much joy. Yes, prosperity, but prosperity is a gift to others. They never kept for themselves, amen? We pray that this church becomes full of people who love Christ want that. We want those people. Last night we had 90 people here in Naples. We were saying, remember Bill, saying, let's do something great on Sunday. We get 80 people in this church every Sunday. And I said, I'll tell you what that'll do. That'll make 100 people. And that'll make 120 people. Because once that ball gets rolling, and it's already started, but once it gets rolling like that, brothers and sisters, this church will be a beacon to him. Amen. It won't be a beacon to me. And it won't be a beacon to our music. And they won't talk about us, they'll talk about him. Amen. And when they meet here, they're going to know more about this book. Amen. Amen. Not the cover. Don't let the cover fool you. Our desires for you to know Christ in your life. To change the things in your life that you want changed. To see God working in your life. To surrender to God. For old folks, it's not easy to surrender. You know, Chuck, you've been in your ways a long time. That's the way I am, and I can't change. God says, yes, you can change. That's that power that you don't change. All you gotta do is surrender. And when you surrender, and you see the blessings coming, you see people drawing to you that you couldn't believe, people who want to talk to you, people who want to be around you, because they see a different spirit in you, then you say, oh, this God, kind of works. Amen. And you see your prayers today, you say, this God thing is kind of special. I want more of that. Amen.
Amen.
We want more. We want the world to want more. Amen. We want this nation to want more of this. There's nothing here that will hurt anybody, amen? There is no side effects. What I mean, when you see those things on TV, we talk about it all the time. Somebody's got a cold, take this medicine, well, that could change it in 30 minutes of a side effect. I mean, all kinds of things, you don't have to make it, you see it all the time. With Jesus, there's no side effects, amen? Only a happy heart. A happy heart for a new family. Give him praise the Lord.
Done, and all just beelined it and tough, but like, there's nothing to be wrong with how you're doing it. So we're on the right path. Everybody just doubting David's
serious. Praise God this morning. Jude is going to sing for us. She's going to sing my Christmas prayer as our hallelujah. Thank you. Our anthem and our message. Come on.
Come on.
Every day you have the promise because